Welcome to Becoming Muse, where we discuss powerful ways to merge spirituality and practicality. I'm your host, Ashlyn Kristoff.
Welcome to our astrological series, where we discuss the astrological themes of the month. Now let's get into it.
I want to welcome you back to the podcast, and I am so excited to dive into the astrology for this coming month of November, especially after we've been through so much with eclipse season in October.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to talk about the astrology because there's so much to unpack, and I think the best way to navigate is to just, you know, create somewhat of an awareness around it.
Yeah, I completely agree. Can you give us a little bit of an overview on the astrological forecast or the theme for November?
Yeah, so November is going to, I believe, feel a bit like a breath of fresh air after a very chaotic and intense October. I think we're going to spend the first half of the month kind of processing the events of October that unfolded for us. Right. We'll be in Scorpio season, so it's like processing a lot of emotions and feelings. And then the sun will shift into Sagittarius, and we move from water to fire. So we move from like this very emotional place into an action-based place with Sagittarius season. And I think that's going to bring in more like adventure and growth and inspiration. So I'm really looking forward to November for those reasons. I think it's going to be a month where we really get to explore and expand both emotionally and in the physical realm with, you know, the things that we are feeling ready for.
And so I completely agree with all the things you're saying, and it gives us some hope and inspiration to kind of look forward to. I know as we move out of so much air, right, so much, you know, Libra energy, and we move into that Scorpio, it's a lot of water and a lot of earth. So would you say, perspective, is it starting to seem like it might feel a little muddy as well, like kind of this muddy energy versus just the air energy, that we were overthinking everything. And maybe it's kind of like we're trying to move through that mud.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it, is kind of muddy, because I think that with so much air, we were maybe in our heads a lot. And now it's kind of time to move into the heart space and to get grounded. So I think that's a process that a lot of us are going through. And it's not the easiest process in the world to kind of see what's in our hearts and to figure out how we need to take action moving forward. It's definitely a growth period. November feels like we're going to grow so much and that we're going to really experience a lot of expansion. So I think that's really beautiful, but it is a process. You know, and maybe we have a lot of like internal things to figure out. And I think, you know, with all that being said, it's almost an invitation to get to know ourselves a little bit better. And I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it sounds wonderful, honestly, from everything that we've just been through. What is the date of the new moon?
Yeah, so the new moon is November 13th. And the new moon is going to be in Scorpio. And what's interesting about this new moon is it comes after the eclipses. And so it's a great new moon to manifest and work your magic. And it's in Scorpio. So it's very intuitive, very feeling based. It's conjunct the planet Mars. So we might feel inclined to take some action. We might feel like it's time to get things moving after maybe we were sort of standing still and observing in October. This new moon is going to come to really activate us, and it's opposing Uranus in Taurus. So,
oh my goodness.
Yeah. So this new moon is almost like expect the unexpected, but it's really about trying something new, trying something different, maybe experimenting a little bit. So a new moon is going to set you up for the next lunar cycle, 30 days or the next 6 months. So I think it could be a great time to really look at, how do I want to do things differently over the course of the next 6 months to create in my life, to manifest, to bring new things in? And with Scorpio, I think it's really also tapping into personal power and really believing in ourselves, because Scorpio is so motivated and determined. So I think we're going to have a lot of energy around the time of this new moon.
That's, I mean, that makes complete sense. Would you know if, will Pluto be direct by then?
Pluto will not be direct by then, but Saturn will be stationed direct by then.
Okay.
And Saturn went retrograde June 17th. So if you've been feeling almost a little stuck, or you're not sure about your responsibilities and you're not sure about your goals, the beginning of November is going to clear a lot of that up. And then after Saturn stations direct, we do have that new moon. So I think there's going to be a lot of like momentum and forward movement with the new moon. That's going to feel really lovely.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. And then what's the date of the full moon?
That one is going to be November 27th, and okay. It's in Gemini. So we could be thinking a lot, kind of processing thoughts, and we're closing a cycle that also started on June 17th. So June 17th was a big day in the sky, and we could be letting go, really releasing. A full moon is a time that things are revealed to us. So there could be some information coming through with this full moon that's really helpful and really beneficial for our growth. I also think Gemini is inviting us to be curious, you know, to really think about, how do I want my life to be? It's great for connection, communication. We might feel some relationship stuff coming through with the Gemini new moon because it's the lovers in the tarot. It's about union, coming together with people in our lives. So this full moon is an opportunity to kind of close a cycle, close a couple of doors, and think about what doors do we want to open now, or what opportunities are we able to seize, or are we willing to seize in our lives? So full moons are also about just kind of believing in what's being revealed to you, believing in the information coming through, and trusting that whatever is revealed is for your highest good.
Right, right. And that, I mean, and I always feel like the Gemini moons is like the chatty, my son has Gemini moon, and I always feel like he's the chatty Kathy of the group. You know, he doesn't stop talking, and it's such a good, it's the perfect time for that, because it's right around the holidays and Thanksgiving and moving into that Christmas and Hanukkah season. So that's another good thing to look for. Are there any standout dates we should be prepared for?
Yeah, so there are a lot of dates in November that we want to be mindful of. So I'm going to share the dates and what's happening astrologically. And I feel like if you're listening or watching, this is a great time to maybe take some notes to just be mindful of these dates. So we do have, as I mentioned, Saturn stationing direct on November 4th. So that's going to kind of help us be structured, help us get realigned, help us with our goals. Maybe some goals are becoming clear for us that were maybe a little foggy in the past since the summer. Right. November 8th, Venus moves into Libra. And is so exciting because Venus is the ruler of Libra. So Venus loves to be in Libra. This is going to help us harmonize. We're going to start finding the beauty in life. We're going to have a lot more balance, which I think is great after the eclipses. We're going to feel like we're getting our footing again. And it's also great for relationships. And when I think of relationships, I always try to remember that not all relationships are romantic. We have family, chosen family, friends, even coworkers. So this can be great for relationships of all kinds. I think it can help us kind of improve on our relationships and get in touch with our deepest desires. And I think that's a really beautiful thing as well, because there are things that we aspire to have in our lives. And Venus in Libra brings in this energy that says, you can have it, you know, you can be triumphant, you can win. November 10th, Mercury is going to move into Sagittarius. And when this happens, we might feel more inclined to just kind of say the things that are on our minds. We might be a little more blunt, a little more forward, but that can be a really good thing, especially if you've been just in your feelings and you haven't been expressing the things that are on your mind. This is kind of a fun and exciting place for Mercury to be, because Sagittarius loves knowledge, loves to learn, rules higher consciousness. So we could be learning a lot with Mercury in Sagittarius, or tapping into spirituality. And then on November 22nd, the sun moves into Sagittarius. And this is really the sun bringing warmth to the part of us that is open to grow and be abundant and manifest and explore. I think that a lot of people travel for the holidays. So Sagittarius season is like lovely for that. Maybe some planning for like seeing your loved ones. And Sagittarius season is also, like I mentioned, very spiritual. We might be tapping into our higher selves and our higher ideals. And then on November 24th, Mars is also moving into Sagittarius. Mars in Sagittarius is really activated because it's a fire sign. And Mars is going to answer to Jupiter, which is saying, I want things to be bigger, grander. Mm-hmm. I want to see things, you know, reach the heavens. And so Mars in Sagittarius is going to help us really feel like we can pursue anything. Mm-hmm. I think it's going to open us up to so much possibility. And I think it's also going to be social and exciting and all of that beautiful energy that Sagittarius brings. I think sometimes with Sagittarius, it's like, remember rule number one, which is like, we should be having fun in this life.
Right.
On this journey.
Yes.
So I think that once we get to the middle of November, I think we're all just going to be ready for some fun. I think we're just going to be at this place where we're like, I want to enjoy life. I want to enjoy everything it has to offer. And I'm willing to learn how to do that. So those are some standout dates that are going to be bringing a collective shift. Mm-hmm. So you could feel it very personally, but it's also going to bring a collective shift. So you could see this happening in society. You could see it happening with friends. Whenever a planet moves into a new sign, it's almost like a vibe change where everything just kind of moves into new territory of whatever sign that planet is moving into.
Yeah, it really does. And I guess my question for you would be, with Jupiter remaining retrograde until the beginning of the year, right? The beginning of the new year. How does that affect things moving into the sign? Would it change kind of the energy per se, or would the planets that are moving into that sign kind of light it up in a way that because it's retrograde, you're not feeling on the daily prior?
Yeah. So the sun is always going to bring warmth to the sign that it's in. So we can expect a lot of that like sunshine, bright energy. Okay. And what I actually really like about Jupiter retrograde is that when it comes to Jupiter, whether it's retrograde or it's in a hard aspect to other planets, Jupiter's still bringing blessings. They might not be as obvious, but Jupiter's always working for what's best for us. So even when Jupiter's retrograde, there's still so much opportunity that Jupiter's bringing into our lives. I always refer to Jupiter as the Santa Claus of the zodiac, just bringing these gifts, bringing these presents. And that's true even when Jupiter is retrograde.
Okay. That's good to clarify, because, you know, the idea of a holiday season with Jupiter in retrograde, it kind of feels like, oh, is that like Santa's not coming kind of a thing, or like the, you know, nothing's really happening. But that clarity on you mentioning, you know, that it's still shows up in a way with gifts and in different, just in a different form, maybe. That's a good note. So thank you on that.
Of course. Yeah. We love Jupiter.
We really do. I mean, there, you can have too much Jupiter, but there is, that is every Sagittarius I know personally is the most interesting and the most fun to be around. And I truly feel that way. So I'm definitely ready for Sag season.
Me too. I feel like Sagittarius is kind of like the party sign. Like they bring the party, they bring the energy to the room. And I think when it's Sagittarius season, we all feel like that. Like even if you're shy, even if you're a little quiet or you tend to keep to yourself, I think Sagittarius brings out, you know, that feeling of like, I want to explore the world with other people and I want to laugh while I'm doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Reminds me of like Disneyland, you know, this big, like exciting place. And not everybody feels the same about Disneyland, but just, you know, when you have children, that's how I perceive it.
It's exciting.
It's exciting. It's exciting. It's something to look forward to. Are there any important transits that we should be really paying attention to?
Yeah. So November 17th is going to be a big day in astrology. We have Mars trining Neptune. We have the sun trining Neptune. And then we have the sun connecting to Mars. So we have three really big transits. And these transits are going to be really activating. But what I think the most is that it's going to be a wildly creative day. So if you are a creator, an artist, or if you have anything that you want to make to bring into fruition, this is an excellent day with these transits. Okay. With Mars connecting in, you're going to want to take action. The only thing we really want to watch for on a day like this is feeling overwhelmed with our emotions, mm-hmm. and then leaning into vices or bad habits, mm-hmm. or maybe leaning into like escapism that's unhealthy or a little bit toxic. On this day, it's great for your imagination, but sometimes things may not be exactly as they seem. So we want to focus on feelings, but also focus on the facts of life and focus on what's real and find ways to get really grounded. But if you are someone who can get lost in fantasy and that helps your creative source bloom and blossom, I think these transits are going to be so beautiful. Mm-hmm. And then a day that I think will be a little bit challenging, November 23rd, the sun is going to square off with Saturn.
Okay.
And when we have the sun squaring off with Saturn, it's almost like we are driving on a road and there's like a very unexpected stop sign and we're in a hurry and we're like, oh my gosh, I have to stop. There's traffic or like a red light, something like that. There's something that kind of stands in our path and almost says, like, no, you can't move forward. You have to sit for a minute. And I think that this is going to be a busy time for us. And so we could have some obstacles or like a couple roadblocks coming through. Saturn really wants you to put in effort and to put in work. Mm-hmm. Whereas Sagittarius is like such a free spirit that wants to just flow. Saturn's going to say like, hold on, stop, put in the effort, put in the work. You might have to backtrack a little bit. But Saturn promises that if on this day you put forth effort and you're intentional, there will be rewards, there will be results, but we could just feel that the energy is a little mm-hmm. tough or a little bit, you know, almost stubborn or unmovable, but we can move through it. Okay. We just have to ground in and like stay true to ourselves.
Right. Right. Yeah. That, I mean, and that makes sense. I think with Saturn, there's a lot of times a big no that happens. Like, no, you're not doing this. Figure out another way. Right. And it's that hard work and that perseverance that then brings the most benefits. So Okay.
And on this day, on the 23rd, I think that a lot of people could be traveling. Mm-hmm. So I would say, you know, maybe plan for a couple delays or maybe your flight's not on time and try not to stress about it. Just know that you'll get on the plane, you'll get to your destination. Right. There just could be a couple of snags in the travel plans.
Right. Okay. Is that right before Thanksgiving? Is that?
Yeah.
Or it's right after?
Thanksgiving. I think it's right before.
Before?
Yeah.
Oops. I think it did. Did it freeze again? Can you see me? Am I moving?
Yeah, I can see and hear you.
Oh, you okay? I can see you, but you're like frozen. Okay, now you're good.
I don't know
what is going on. I don't know. Maybe it's my. Yeah. So sorry, everybody, if you're watching this. What was I going to say? And are there any other transits that we should be aware of during that time?
Those are the big ones that I kind of picked out. And I think that, you know, we have so many transits. There's transits, you know, happening every day, especially with the moon. So I think that with the month of November, it could feel a little busy astrologically.
Right.
And with the water energy and the fire energy, I know I mentioned this earlier, but I truly feel the medicine is going to be to try to do daily practices of getting mm-hmm. grounded. And that can just be like a 3-minute practice or a 5-minute practice. It doesn't have to be sitting in meditation for hours, though it could be if you're into that.
Right.
But there's a lot of energy in November and a lot of different transits on the daily. So it's really just about being with yourself and witnessing your feelings. I think when we have a month with many transits, our moods can shift and change frequently.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, we could feel one way on a certain day and then 2 days later, we could have a complete change of heart on something. And so just know that that's really natural and normal for a month like November.
Okay. I mean, and coming out of this October of, you know, reckoning is what it kind of has felt like. It even though you're mentioning a couple key dates that seem a little challenging, it feels like it might be a little easier than what we just came out of.
Yeah. So the eclipses, and I'm sure we can all relate with this, were really bringing intensity into our lives. And it was kind of happening in a lot of different corners of our lives. You know, a lot of people felt it from many different angles. And with the eclipses, it's almost as if, because they're so unpredictable and somewhat chaotic, that the events that take place, we can't like control or cajole. Like we can't really necessarily spring into action or react. It's almost just about observing during the eclipses and allowing the eclipses to make shifts in your life. And I think that can be tough because so many of us, you know, are activated and we want to make things right, or we want to fix things. We don't want to suffer ultimately if something is intense and chaotic. You know, we want things to be good. We want to be happy. Yeah. And sometimes the eclipses bring really big challenges. You know, as I'm sure, like I said, so many of us can relate that October was bringing in a lot of energies that we had to almost like digest the truth of a situation and kind of see the cold, hard truths of situations.
Exactly. Exactly. And I, not just on a personal level, but on a worldly level. And, you know, how are we moving through after we have all this knowledge? You know, how are we moving forward in a way that, really progresses humanity in our own spiritual journeys. It's important. So I appreciate, you know, this overview and this oversight and kind of giving hope, if you will, to what's coming. You know, it's so important right now. So I said I was looking forward to October like last time, but now it's like I'm looking forward to a little bit more grace coming here.
Grace is a definitely like an amazing word. And I think it's something we've all been really seeking. And I think for me personally and other people I've spoken to, like peace is another thing that we're really looking for at this time, you know, just feeling peaceful, having peace in our lives and peace in the world. You know, it's something that I think we're all craving and really striving for.
We really are. I guess my question to you, and this could be our final question, is with the nodes, the placement of them currently with the South Node in Libra and the North Node in Aries, you know, I get a little hesitant about being, you know, too much in that Libra field of like, you know, trying to balance everything out and making everything peaceful and everyone is right, you know, but how it goes against, in my mind, against that peaceful humanity, if we're focusing on that Aries element of like the warrior and no, we're going to go fight and we're going to take power. So what is your perception or read on the nodal aspects of the current situation?
Yeah. So the South Node is honestly what we need to let go of, or what we need to evolve. So there has to be a shift and a change with wherever the South Node is, which in this case is Libra. So our concepts of peace and justice and fairness, I think that that's what's shifting and evolving due to the focus on Aries, where the North Node is. So the North Node is going to shine a light on what we need to look at as a society or collectively or everyone in the world. You know, there is going to be a spotlight on that. Mm-hmm. And I think that what I love about the nodes is that they can work together. It's just about finding the balance and the symbiosis and being open and willing to recognize that things do need to change. And we're in this nodal journey until January of 2025. So more will be revealed, more will unfold. And I think it's just about coming together as a collective for solution, for acknowledgement, for acceptance with certain things, and then being inspired into aligned action with other things.
Thank you so much for that breakdown. That was perfect. That was perfect. Because I think there gets to be confusion around the idea of like no, you're not supposed to focus on peace and harmony. We're supposed to focus on war. And it definitely feels like such a contrast from what we as humans really want to evolve and aspire to. So thank you for that.
Yeah, of course.
And this was such a wonderful overview, I have to tell you. I am so grateful to have you here and to share with our audience these, you know, important dates and give us some hope for the coming future.
Yeah. And, you know, as we've mentioned this whole time, it feels like a hopeful month for November. And I think a lot is going to unfold for us that will help us feel like we're moving in a positive upward direction. Yes. You know, I think it's going to bring a little bit of change, but I think that we have the ability to step into what's possible and to really look forward to what's possible and to just have hope and faith that even if the future is a little unknown, that things will work out for us and things will, you know, fall exactly where they're supposed to fall.
Right. We all came here at this time for some reason and some purpose. So,
yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think we'll be finding our purpose, finding some peace in our lives, hopefully seeing some peace collectively. And I think more than anything, it's going to be an adventure.
Oh, for sure. An adventure. For sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Raquel.
You're so welcome. Thank you.